T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And anytime you can share the field with maybe the greatest of all time, you should cherish it and value it and try and outplay him. That's not an easy task, but I don't go against him. But, you know, it's a neat thing to play against one of the best of all time. He works hard. He understands football. He understands offense, defense. He's incredibly smart. I know people laugh at, like, his running or his catching abilities, but he's an incredibly talented athlete when it comes to, like, his arm and some of the things that he can do is throwing while he's falling and arm angles and things like that, especially for an older guy. He does pretty good.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. We're joined by our quarterback, Bruce Gradkowski, and that's Ben Roethlisberger talking about Tom Brady, who he called the greatest of all time. Would you have run-ins with Brady pregame or postgame, Bruce?
I did. I did a few times, but not as much as like a Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning, I just have so much respect for, because I would see Peyton Manning before games and I'd come out and he'd be like, "Hey, Bruce, how you been?" I'm like, "Oh, man, he knows my name." And Tom Brady, though, it was like a few run-ins after the game, "Hey, good game," and you just move on. So I haven't had a lot of time to just talk.
Well, you'd have a stop and chat with Peyton Manning?
Oh, yeah, Peyton Manning. We'd actually pregame. I remember he was with the Broncos during the neck injury and stuff. We talked on the field for like 20, 30 minutes.
About what?
Oh, just everything.
Insurance, you know, Kenny Chesney,
Papa John's,
Brad Paisley.
Putting ice in your wine. You know, just normal stuff.
Just normal stuff.
Does Peyton Manning strike you, Chris, as a guy that would be good at normal stuff conversation?
Believe it or not, I think he actually is. That's the reason he's making all this money on endorsements and such. Like, he would be very folksy, I imagine.
You know, of course, you talk a little football and stuff, but he's got that little southern, you know, twang to him. And,
I imagine he says "dag nabbit" and like means it unironically or anything. Like, he's just "dag nabbit, Bruce."
No, I feel like Peyton Manning probably drops F-bombs.
You know, oh yeah, yeah. And I heard he crushes beer like a fish. Like, you put a pitcher in front of him and it's down in 2 minutes.
He's the Wade Boggs of quarterbacks.
When you look at Brady right now, do you see a guy that's lost a little bit? If he was throwing 95 miles per hour, what is he down to right now, like 89?
Yeah, I'm sure he's down a little bit. I mean, that stuff wears on you, and you lose a little arm strength, but not to the point that it's affecting him. I mean, the stuff that affects him is going to be the movement in the pocket, not having enough time, but he's still doing that fine. You know, Brady's going to beat you with his mind. I think him and Josh McDaniels, they're such a tag team at this, and they're one of the best tandems, like a Drew Brees and Sean Payton. It's McDaniels and Tom Brady. I mean, the way they scheme against defenses, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to watch, and they use their running backs, James White, out of the backfield. So this week's going to be tough. You got to watch that matchup of how they use James White against the linebackers of the Steelers, how they utilize the tight ends against linebackers and safeties. I mean, they're going to scheme you a little bit, and then they like working receivers right in the middle of the field on little shake routes or jerk routes. And it's all going to be attacking the linebackers and trying to find what your weak points are.
Bruce, if you were coordinating a defense to stop Tom Brady, what would be your main, like, principal strategy point?
Well, you got to get pressure on him. You have to make him feel like you're around him, around his legs, and, you know, even if he throws the ball and you're not going to sack him. I used to tell defensive players that I was playing with on certain quarterbacks going into the end of the week, I said, just be around him. You know, even if he throws the ball and you're still like 2 steps away, just finish right in front of his face and just nudge him a little bit. Let him know you're right there. Make him feel like there's more pressure than there actually is. And I think with Tom Brady, you have to do that. But you have to do that with like a 4-man rush or a 5-man rush. You can't just blitz the house, because that's when he'll just tear your defense apart. you have to beat your one-on-one matchups, and you have to start getting pressure, you know, with Watt on the outside. I mean, he's got to get some pressure. He's got to be a force. Cam Hayward, he's got to be a force up front. Those defensive linemen, they have to make some plays this week and win that line of scrimmage.
Who do you think has been the bigger reason why the Patriots have produced this dynasty, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady?
Man, that is a great question. And you know, everyone wonders that, you know. And I would first say neither one of them couldn't do without the other. But I just think Belichick's such a good coach. Yeah, you know, he's just such a good coach.
You're going Belichick. The quarterback's going Belichick, Chris.
I reject that because I know he had the Cleveland Browns going before things kind of fell apart, but I remember those Browns teams. I never took them.
Yeah, but how about Matt Castle and Jimmy Garoppolo and those success stories with Belichick?
The Steelers went and beat the brakes off them when they had Matt Castle. Anyone will tell you they were 11-5, but they weren't the same team with Matt Castle. To me, it's always the player over the coach.
Well,
always.
We take it for granted, too, because these great quarterbacks, even what Ben did the other day, look, it's not easy. You guys think, like, playing with a bruised rib is easy because it's not broke. I mean, sometimes it's actually more painful. So the thing is, like, Ben comes in the game and he makes it look so easy to go down the field. So everyone's like, oh, we would have beat the brakes off of the Raiders if Ben played the whole second half.
Correct. I said that.
Yeah, so you take it for granted because of what Ben does. And it's the same with Tom Brady, man. His accuracy with the football, the way he's making decisions down the field. I mean, and with Tom Brady, it's just that leadership in the huddle in that locker room that guys love to be around him and play with him. You know,
would you be shocked if the Steelers held the Patriots under 20 points?
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I wouldn't at all. I think the Steelers are in a prime position right now. This is exactly where I would want to be if I'm Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. Your back's against the wall. You still have your everything in your future in your own hands, you know, because you're still leading your division. So you can control that. You can win and still win your division. But in the same sense, you got three games remaining, the Patriots, Saints, and Bengals. If you start winning now into the playoffs, the Steelers, once they get hot, man,
yeah, but
hot.
if they lose on Sunday, they're done.
Well, I wouldn't say they're done, but
that's pretty close. It's really close,
I mean,
man.
Bruce,
they've given themselves almost no margin for error.
Bruce, you say that there's no place you'd rather have them. They get their destiny.
I'd like
in their
to
hands.
Be the Chiefs right now.
I'd
Is
like
that
to be
saying
the Chiefs,
too much? I'd like to be Kansas City.
I'd like to maybe be welcoming Brian Hoyer into Heinz Field and not Tom Brady.
Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah, I would like to not be playing the team that pretty much humiliates
but
you
hey,
more often.
If you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best at some point.
No, you're right. Absolutely, but come on, guys. The Steelers play better when they're playing better competition. Ben plays better when he's coming off injuries, and he has an injury. These Steelers, look what they've done. They were 1-2-1 early on in the season. Everyone wants to write them off, fire Tom, and they win six straight. Yeah, they've lost, the last three. But this is the time they need to get hot, and they have to start having big wins. Just like, look, they beat the brakes off of the Carolina Panthers when the Panthers were playing good football.
Now, do you think there's a better chance they win on Sunday or they win in New Orleans?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, because I expect them to win both. I really do.
Okay.
I think they understand they have to. I think it is their time. They have to beat the Patriots, and it's going to take a lot of hours. Everyone in that facility, coaches even more so, to put a good game plan together. You need to think outside the box on this one, and you need to work harder than Belichick is this week. And then you got Sean Payton that dials it up again. But it all comes down to this. It comes down to the quarterback. I think Ben, he's got to have a sense of urgency even more so now and really make that decision that he's got to put the stamp on his career and show us all why he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Chris, you know what I would do? I would get a head start. I would send someone down to New Orleans tonight to check that X-ray machine for 2 weeks from now at the Superdome. It's an older building. It's an older stadium.
Well, you got to draw a map, hand-drawn maps, laminate them. Make sure you copy them, send them to people. Bruce, I wish I had your faith, my friend. I wish I had your faith in this team because I don't.
Chris, you just need a good glass of wine. holding that little
big handful of ice. Huge handful of
How about the other one that we'll touch on very quickly, but your dad ordered a New York strip. What was it? Well done?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't faze me. That doesn't faze me. My mother-in-law and my sister-in-law are both big-time well-done orderers.
That was
a
great time.
And at nice restaurants, like, people always kind of give you a look.
It was like a $300 steak. It came out like beef jerky. You wanted it well done.
But all that being said, the best part was your dad acting on the sidelines like he was the co-owner of the Raiders. It was by far, I think, the best part of the trip. So,
Big Brew. Totally,
especially with his silver hair.
Yeah. He looked like he could go in the black hole and do a few shots.
And Filippone, my mom actually said she was stalking you and walked up into 93.7 the Fan and waved through the window.
Oh, okay. So. That's a little bit different than me ignoring her at lunch, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, I apologize. See, I take...
You took responsibility for that one, which is more than I can say for what the Steelers did after Oakland.
All right, Bruce.
Good night, everybody.
We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, guys. Thanks.
See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.